This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Start of the
Hello,
show.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, right.
Not we hope
right?
so.
We're live, pal.
That's it. Oh, boy. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, pal. We're
live,
here
live, pal.
At the last match musical rehearsals with the one and only, you know her from NXT. Now you know her as Scarlett Sublime.
That's
a great
right.
role here at the last match musical. Please welcome the show, Miss Mackenzie, Mrs. Mackenzie.
Yes, Mrs. thank yes, Mrs. you. Yeah. Yes, I appreciate it. I am so excited to be here and just chat about the last match and everything. It's just been an incredible ride so far.
We're excited to have you.
I saw the last match musical they put out. You as Scarlett.
That's right.
And I was just like, whoa, like this is Mackenzie Mitchell, like full actress mode, full theater mode.
Love it.
We obviously know you as the backstage interviewer.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say what that transition been like for you, because it just seems so natural.
Yeah.
When you got that tap on the shoulder, what was that like for you? You've totally embraced this character. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's exciting, truly. I'm putting on a different cap, if you will, with not only commentary, but the theater world as well. And I feel like the last match, I was just telling Ramin, he just stopped by, I feel like it's 60% theater and 40% professional wrestling. And so there's so many things that I'm learning throughout this of the theater world. And we're all kind of getting to learn together, everybody from different walks of life. So when I got tagged in to be Scarlett Sublime, it's just such an honor that they would think of me to be this role. And it's kind of fitting for who I am and what I've done in my world. And so I'm kind of taking with the commentary role a page out of my husband's book a little bit, because I've never done
amazing.
I've never done play-by-play. I've only just really done backstage interviewing and being a correspondent. And so now I'm getting to really embrace who Scarlett Sublime is and learn a little bit of commentary as well, of calling a match and how that feels, but then in the most beautiful way with theater too.
You're such a great backstage interviewer. Real quick, I do
Thank
backstage
you.
Interviews on the Independents. I'm usually the guy that gets like beat up or thrown by the ref.
Oh,
like,
no. You got to stand up for yourself.
I was going to say any advice.
Please. I was 100% going to say that is your moment. That is your ground. And I learned that really early on of like, well, hold on. This is my set. And you're coming on to my set.
Oh, I like this.
And so that's my home. That's where I live and I feel most comfortable. So that's where I always try to position myself in that of if I'm welcoming in an audience before on live television, or if a superstar or talent is coming to meet me on the set, like I hold my own, I feel like, because I'm like, you're coming into my space. I'm not coming into your locker room. Well, I mean, sometimes I am.
Sometimes.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
gotcha.
On the set, for the most part, you just have to hold your own.
I love that. I feel like so much more confident now. Marcus, leave me alone. I got to ask you this, Mackenzie. You talk about doing commentary. One of the best backstage interviewers of all time, not just saying that because you're here.
Thank you.
That being said, you've never done like actual commentary in pro wrestling because you have the great voice for it. Is that something maybe you had ever considered in pro wrestling to do the actual commentary? I feel like you'd be great.
A couple times, actually. I think the role of a commentator gets undermined sometimes because there's so much going on in their heads. There's so many moving parts. There's so much that's happening behind the scenes that I don't think people even realize if you're just a viewer and you're tuning in to watch the show, or if you're a fan in the audience. I think there's so many different things you're having to pay attention to. And it's such a learning curve, I think, with commentating, because it's like, obviously with the last match, we're scripted and we kind of know where we're going, but there's going to be some ad lib in there as well. But I can't say that, like, Vic and I haven't kind of talked about like, ooh, wouldn't that be fun? If it was Vic as the standard play-by-play, me and Booker on NXT in the future, like, can you imagine how cool that would be?
Yeah.
My husband and I have really never worked together on camera, so that would also be an interesting thing to see how our dynamic would be when we would be at the commentary desk. So that could be a cool thing. We'll see. I would love to step more into that commentator role as well. I think there's a lack of female commentators out there, so I'm always happy to learn and just dive in head first and see what I can do.
I feel like you knock it out of the park. I got to ask you this. Are you officially a Cleveland Browns fan with Johnny and Candace? Oh, no?
I always say I'm an adopted Cleveland Browns
there
fan.
You go, okay.
I didn't necessarily have a team. I did come from a background in sports when I was working in collegiate sports at Ole Miss. I was their primary MC for 4 years. That's kind of how I landed my role essentially in wrestling was I was already in sports. It kind of just felt natural. I'd played sports growing up, but I never really had an NFL team. Like, I never had a team. And then once I married Vic, it was welcome aboard, kid. You're in. Like, it's a long ride. We're always the underdogs,
I've
and we're not
Candace
that great.
Say that with Johnny,
yeah.
They're like, oh, no, you're a Cleveland Browns fan.
That's right. So I will say, like, during the games on Sundays or Thursdays or whenever it is.
It looks hectic.
It is. Like, Johnny and Vic are pacing in front of the television, truly. I've been there. And then Candace and I are, like, hanging out with the baby, or we're making food, or we're chatting and catching up. And so that those are fun days. It starts with the draft, and then it ends all the way at the end of the Super Bowl. So, like, we're all, when I say we're family, we are truly family. So, yeah, I'm an adopted fan to sum all of that up.
Wife of the year over here. Noons, I knew you had some NXT questions.
So we are huge on NXT on the show, and we miss seeing you on NXT week to week.
Thank you.
We love the rapport that you had with Wesley, among others. I think you guys had, like, a special handshake, I think, at one point.
You know, it just developed. We just had this, like, high five, and it just – I've known Wes for almost 9 years at this point.
Okay, so we could tell that. Yeah.
So we knew each other back at TNA. So was he Desmond Xavier, maybe? He was something at TNA, and that's how we knew each other then. And then fast forward, we got to work together again at NXT. And that natural chemistry is just – it's sometimes hard to come by when you're on screen, and we just immediately had it. It's friendship really coming to life in magic form of television. So one day we just kind of, like, did the high five, and then the high five stuck. And then Wes, it's funny because he was like, nobody else can do this high five with you. You realize that, right? Like, somebody was like, they had in the script at one point for me to do a high five or some type of handshake. And he came in, he's like, no, that's our thing. I'm sorry, I have to say, like, that is our thing. You can't do that. So all the best to him and a speedy recovery. I know he's healing now from some injuries he's had. So he's the best. NXT's always been family.
Yeah.
It's been my home. So I'm really excited to see what he does in the future. I think he's gonna exceed in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for being such a huge part of that.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm just gonna say we miss you so much.
Thank you.
Your rapport with The Way and everything, Wes, all that good stuff. I do have to ask you this, going back to the Last Match musical. I had seen all four original performances of the original run. It's great to see the amalgamation of the audience between the wrestling audience that shows up to this theater.
Such a
event.
Cool mix.
You'll experience it. And I think a lot of the actors and actresses from Broadway and stuff like that, they're not ready for all that.
Right.
So you'll experience that. But what is the level of excitement for you? Because you're no stranger to traveling the world, doing your thing with professional wrestling. Now doing the Last Match musical, what's your level of excitement going on this tour?
I'm really excited. I'm excited that we're doing more like standard typical wrestling venues, like the 2300 Arena. We're doing Center Stage in Atlanta. We're taking it to wrestling homes, if you will, in different parts of the Northeast and even some in the South too. So I'm excited really that we're going to those iconic arenas to put on a really unique show for wrestling fans or not wrestling fans. And so I think it's such a beautiful, I know you said you've seen the concept, you saw the four shows.
Yep.
It's just such a beautiful, it's like beautifully written. It's music, it's theater, it's professional wrestling, it's rock. It's like, it's everything that I just can't wait for people to see it and see how they feel about it as well.
I think it's an absolute grand slam. I'm not just saying this because you're here, but when I saw that promo with you,
Scarlett Sublime,
I was like, you're Scarlett Sublime.
It's like, literally a perfect fit. I was like, I can't believe it. Like, so cool.
Well, you know what? Jeremiah, he had said to me, he's like, hey, you've got creative freedom really in Scarlett. Ooh. What do you want Scarlett to be? And however you film your announcement, make that you. Make that however you want to film it.
Okay.
And so I have my YouTube show Threads with Mackenzie Mitchell. My team down in Orlando, I was like, guys, I have this thing I need to film for social media. And I'm like, let me write a quick script. We wrote the script. We collaborated with a local bar down in Orlando that was like very arcade-ish, felt very 1980s. Because I wanted it to feel like an immersive experience and kind of give you a taste of what Scarlett Sublime and what The Last Match truly is. So with that video, they wrote me back from the last match and they're like, wait, this over exceeded expectations. And Mickey James texted me and she's like, shit, Yeah. Now, what do I have to do, Mackenzie? Like, you set this bar so high. Now, how am I going to follow that with my video? Yeah.
And the mother's a huge role as well.
Yeah, the mother was a great role,
You mentioned Threads. I want to be respectful of your time, Mackenzie.
Of course, yeah.
I have zero fashion sense, but I was watching Threads this morning with Cardona, shameless promo, subscribe on YouTube. I wanted to ask you, he's got the Rocky fit today.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Yes.
I had the Mania color, so I was kind of rocking
I like
that.
It. I think it's a great fit.
Be honest. You can.
100%. Yeah. I like it. I think it's a statement jacket. Okay. It's very standout.
Statement jacket. Like Listen to that.
I'm all about a statement piece. My jewelry line, a lot of the pieces I wear, if you have one good statement piece and you just have like, you know, you can just wear basics underneath, you're always going to stand out. You're always going to make a statement. I mean, pun intended there, but you're always going to be on the right path. So I love it. I love the way you look today. Nailed it.
Even though I have the t-shirt with the blazer, that's a no-no?
No, that's okay.
No, that's what Vic does. I was about to bring that up.
Yeah,
do you dress Vic or
I
Vic?
I do.
Okay. Because Vic always he always has the leather jacket with the open, like he never has the suit and tie. Like, I like that look though. It's casual, but it's professional too at the same time.
And funny story about those jackets. I worked with, it's a brand called Mauritius. They're genuine leathers out of Canada. And they're so comfortable. Like, they are amazing. I worked with them years ago. I actually worked on their social media team as well, putting a catalog together. So then I was getting some jackets for social media to post on my Instagram and let everybody know about their brand. And Vic was like, I'm kind of jealous. I want jackets. I'm like, well, they have a men's line.
Yeah.
And so now that became like his standard for a while, more NXT 2.0 of what he was wearing, of these jackets and the t-shirts and the graphic tees underneath. Now he's back to the suit. He's got to be more buttoned up, especially if he's sitting with Booker.
Him and Byron Saxon, they're always on point with the suit
they
game.
They are. Yeah. And I can tell you, too, that's probably coming from Queen Charmel on the Booker side.
I mean, yeah, fair enough.
Because he says, Charmel just put me in this. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, that's my husband as well. He's like, whatever Mackenzie says, I think this works. So anyways, yes. I am styling Vic.
That's awesome. Mackenzie, continued success. We're excited for the musical.
Yes, we are.
Thank you for a few minutes. ESPN, give her a call. First take, let's go.
Oh, yeah, Mackenzie, let's do Mitchell. It. Do it. Yeah, I'm all about it. ESPN or E! Entertainment or Bravo if you're watching this.
Okay.
I love the entertainment side. Okay. Let's do it. I'm excited to see what the future holds, for sure.
Real quick, plug your jewelry line.
My jewelry line, like I was talking about, it's Headline by MM. I've got a website. Also, you can find us on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok. And then as we talked about, my Threads show on YouTube has been so special to me. Iconic looks from iconic moments in the past. It's such a different spin on professional wrestling. So that's kind of my bread and butter right now and what I'm really excited about.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, a multiple hashtag wrestling fashion winner, Mackenzie Mitchell. Thank you for the time, Mackenzie.
Appreciate it.
BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also, got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudiales. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions.
GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of April, ISPW Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, ahead of their event at Hopatcong High School, Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m., featuring WWE legend and guest ISPW General Manager Typhoon. Also, check out their event, War at the Williams Center, featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, don't forget the marquee event, 80s Wrestling Con, ISPW Rockin' Wrestling 3 at the Menin Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Again, immediately following 80s Wrestling Con, Saturday, May 4th. Get your tickets now and be sure to follow ISPW across the board on all socials. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/From the Left Side with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Conor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Conor's Cure, with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. Guys, I want to shout out the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. WrestleMania weekend, you have two chances to attend live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, starring Matt Hardy alongside host John Alba. First at WrestleCon at 4 p.m. for only $25, as Matt and John talk all things TLC. And later that night, don't forget a special opportunity for workers, ring announcers, commentators, and of course, in-ring talent. A rare live recording of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, where wrestlers can ask questions of the Woken, Broken, and Spoken One himself. And don't forget, workers, this is for you. Commentators, ring announcers, and of course, in-ring talent for just $15 and free for Monster Factory students. Get your tickets now and contact JohnAlbaSFC@gmail.com. We'll see you there April 5th.